Hank Williams as reimagined by Lucky Oceans. The voice of Lucky Oceans has been away from this network for too long, so we're bringing him back today. We're going to talk to Lucky about this new album. It's called Purple Sky, and Hank Williams songs are reinterpreted by some rather famous Australian musicians. Here are a couple of them, Vicar and Linda Bull. Hank Williams, Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used To Do, sung by Vicar and Linda Bull, and that beautiful pedal steel solo played by Lucky Oceans. And if there's one thing I'm sure that our listeners want to hear more than Lucky Oceans playing pedal steel, it's Lucky Oceans talking, the much-missed voice from Radio National. Lucky, welcome.
Great to be here, Andrew, and hello to all those people out there.
Yes. let's talk first of all about you and Hank. Were you always a Hank Williams man?
No, I got turned on to Hank when I co-founded Asleep at the Wheel. And Leroy Preston, who was another co-founder, brought in Hank's music, and just the sound grabbed me immediately.
So he was always part of the repertory of Asleep at the Wheel.
Yeah, a very large part of the early repertory. As a matter of fact, we recorded I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive on our first album.
Right,
okay. 1973.
So you'd go back a long way then with Hank Williams. What stood out for you about his songs, would you say, back then?
Well, they were just appealing songs. At the time, I was a beginning steel guitarist, so I was copying the steel guitar licks. I was kind of focused on that section of it. But I had come from the blues being my first love, and Hank was really a white guy who played the blues, plus he had all these melodic songs, these melodic country songs, and stories, and these really interesting stories.
And a lot of his songs, even if they're country songs, I mean, they kind of could be blues. They inhabit the same world, don't they, in terms of subject matter, for example, the one we just heard, for example.
Oh, yes. I mean, he learned the blues. The only person he really studied with was an African-American guitarist named Rufus T. Todd Payne. And you can hear the blues feel when Hank strums a guitar. It's a big open E chord. And he loved talking blues. He loved all different kinds of blues. New Orleans blues, My Bucket's Got a Hole in It.
And when you say a big open E chord, we're talking about open strings here, aren't we?
That's right. Top and bottom strings being E. That's right. And he's just like, you know, kind of flailing at it. Mm. It's not that kind of polite Mother Maybelle Carter, that polite, intricate kind of country music. It's got a certain roughness to it.
Yes, yes. We'll talk a little more about Hank himself in a moment, but let's listen to another track from the album. And this is Paul Kelly singing Alone and Forsaken. Would you like to say something about the song, Lucky?
It's such a deep song. When I recorded this with Paul. I also recorded a song for his album of Shakespeare's sonnets. And you can't help but draw the comparison between Shakespeare and Hank Williams. They called Hank the hillbilly Shakespeare.
Let's listen to Paul Kelly singing For a Change, not Shakespeare, but Hank Williams.
We met in the springtime when blossoms unfold. The pastures were green and the meadows were gold. Our love was in flower as summer grew on. Her love, like the leaves, now has withered and gone. The roses have faded, there's frost at my door. The birds in the morning don't sing anymore. The grass in the valley is starting to die. And out in the darkness the whippoorwills cry. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man. Oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold to my hand. Oh, please understand. Where has she gone to? Where can she be? She may have forsaken some other like me. She promised to honor, to love and obey. Each vow was a plaything that she threw away. The darkness is falling, the sky has turned gray. A hound in the distance is starting to bay. I wonder what she's thinking of. Forsaken, forgotten, without any love. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man. Oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold to my hand. Oh, please understand.
Paul Kelly singing Alone and Forsaken, the Hank Williams song. It comes from Purple Sky, the new album from Lucky Oceans. And what you do is you invite someone to the show and you fade their solo. I'm sorry, Lucky.
Hey, I was enjoying Paul's vocal and our interplay so much, I don't mind.
Tell us about the choice of singers for this album, because Paul Kelly is one of many star names on this album as singers. How did you choose them, and how did you choose the songs that they would sing?
Well, Paul had three songs picked out that he wanted to record. That was easy, and they were all good with me. And Casey Chambers and Bill Chambers wanted to record Ramblin' Man, and that was a good pick. She also had this song called Angel of Death that I wasn't really familiar with, but I was very happy that we went with that. I suggested to Jeff Lang that we do I'm So Lonesome, because I know that Jeff's inability to yield to sentimentality would suit that song.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he has quite a sweet voice, but he doesn't take it too far. I suggested the songs for Vicka and Linda. I thought they would enjoy those. Tex Perkins knew he wanted to do Lost Highway. Eugene Hideaway Bridges knew he wanted to do I Just Don't Like That Kind of Living, or whatever it's called. And Don Walker, I picked out a Luke the Drifter song for him, Just Waiting.
Tell us about Luke the Drifter, because there will be people who haven't picked up on that reference. This is also Hank, isn't it?
That's right. Well, Hank loved talking blues and moral recitations, and he kept pushing Fred Rose of his publishing company to record them. And Fred said, listen, we've only just gotten here where people want your records. Jukebox operators are not going to buy this, because they were a large part of the buying public at the time. They would buy 50 records a week. So he said, okay, well, we'll spin it off into this persona called Luke the Drifter. So Luke the Drifter would do kind of compassionate tales about not overlooking your fellow man, which surprised a lot of Hank's friends because they found him and his alcoholism to be not that compassionate, but he'd do these recitations and, you know, he would be crying and the whole band would be crying. So the one that Don records, Just Waiting, is actually a humorous one. But Hank, it was one of the most important things to him to record recitations. And at the time, that was a key element of country radio.
And it's quite a modern conceit, it seems to me, that you adopt this persona to perform under, that you have material that you can't perform as yourself, but that you can perform as somebody else, as a character.
It's very true. Well, Hank was a modern person, or at least the person who enabled the modern era in many ways.
And one of the things, of course, that he also did was to, apart from the fact that he was a singer-songwriter almost before there were singer-songwriters, well, at least not since, you know, the Middle Ages and the Troubadours, apart from that, he wrote songs from his own point of view, didn't he? I mean, there's confessional stuff here.
Oh, yeah. And he would say, he would get on stage and do one of his, you know, marital discord songs, like, "You're going to change or I'm going to leave." And he said, "This is a bit of a prophecy," because he's having so much trouble with Audrey. That was a very, very troubled relationship. These songs did come straight from his heart, but he was a song crafter too. So he would sell his lesser known song, his lesser songs to other people. So he arrived in Nashville at a time when they were just cottoning on to the idea that there was money in songwriting.
Wow. You can't imagine a time when Nashville didn't know that. But
Well, maybe they did. I mean, A.P. Carter was doing it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But Hank was realizing it, and he was teamed up, you know, with Fred Rose in Acuff Rose Publishing. And that's actually, he got signed to them before he got signed to a record company.
Let's listen to Casey Chambers. Well, Casey and Bill Chambers actually doing Ramblin' Man.
Sometimes it's hard
Well, that's Casey Chambers and Bill Chambers. Casey playing banjo there as well as singing, and Lucky Oceans playing pedal steel guitar. And it's from Lucky Oceans' album called Purple Sky, a celebration of Hank Williams. And on today's music show, we're not just listening to some of the tracks from the album, we're talking to Lucky himself. This is listening again, as I have been, to Hank Williams' originals in the last few days. One of the very striking things is the way he sang. And you said earlier about Jeff Lang that he didn't succumb, he doesn't succumb to sentimentality. Hank didn't either, did he?
No, Hank was just like straight in your face. He might have had a tear rolling down his own cheek, but he just delivered it really straight.
Yeah. What about the arrangements? Speaking of delivering things really straight, how did you approach these songs? How much did you want to mess with them, you know?
Well, the sessions started with the sessions with Paul Kelly, and those, we didn't really talk about it. It was just him and a guitar and my pedal steel, and they kind of sound like Paul Kelly albums in a very good way. But then when I recorded with Jeff Lang, we said, well, let's see where we can take this. Let's just have an open improvising section and change the key center at a certain point. And then when I recorded five tracks at Matt Walker's studio, two with Matt, two with Vic and Linda, and one with Tex Perkins, we really cracked it open. We just said, well, let's see what we can do with this. So the Linda and Vicka Bull track we heard first, Why Don't You Love Me, the chords are all changed in that from Hank's original to the point where it sounds to me like a 60s Dylan recording.
Yes.
So I'm sort of going, without Hank Williams, you don't have Bob Dylan, because the wordplay, you take the wordplay out of Hank's beautiful arrangements and ensemble sound and put it into something else, and it sounds like the birth of Dylan.
So he makes so much possible.
He does. His wordplay makes Chuck Berry possible.
Yes.
His electrifying stage persona made Elvis possible. He opened up the world for singer-songwriters, and because I don't have an allergy to country music, I can feel that way. I understand that other people would go, oh, it's just a little bit too country for me. Well, he also made a model for country music.
Yes, indeed. Did people fall over themselves to be part of this album, Lucky?
Yes. It's a great meeting place. You know, people came in. And Paul, Casey, Tex, Don, they just wanted to be a part of it.
And were you surprised that there was such respect and fondness for Hank Williams after all this time?
I was surprised and pleased. And as I've done the project, my respect for him has only grown. That it's like the more you know him, the more you respect it.
It was a very short career, very short life. He was dead at 29. And so a remarkable contribution when you consider that he left so much behind and made such a mark.
True. All the songs. He is the template for modern country music and rock and roll. I even saw an article that compared his downbeat strumming to James Brown's funk emphasis on the one.
That's a pretty long bow.
it's a long bow to draw, but I understand it's a chunk, 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 chunk. Yep. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, there's a PhD thesis in that. Look, thanks very much indeed for talking to me. This is a wonderful album. I've really enjoyed listening to it, and it's sent me back to the originals as well. We're going to finish by listening to Lost Highway. Would you tell us a little about Tex Perkins singing this and why it turned out to be such an appropriate choice?
We put the arrangement together. We turned it into a minor key song, and Tex wasn't available during the afternoon, so he came up at night to sing it. And we were all kind of, is Tex going to like this? And he's a man of few words. And so he just sang it. He sang this really heartfelt version. And I know that we've had quite a few important musicians pass away in that year, 2018. So I think some of that was in his version of it. He never said he didn't like it, so I assume he liked our arrangement.
I'm sure he would have mentioned it if he hadn't.
Yes.
Lucky Oceans, thank you very much. It's been so good to hear your voice, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one who thinks so.
It's been great to chat. Keep up the amazing work.
Purple Sky is the title of Lucky's album, his tribute to Hank Williams, and this is Tex Perkins singing Lost Highway.
I was just a lad, nearly 22. Neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost. Pray, 'cause I've paid a cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't you start ramming round on this road. You are sorrow bound. Take my advice, or you'll curse the day you started rolling down Lost Highway.
That's Tex Perkins and Lost Highway, and it's another of the tracks from Purple Sky, the new album by Lucky Oceans, album of Hank Williams songs.